Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Prayer and Worship Center. where the broken are made whole by God. This program is sponsored by the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And we thank God, hallelujah, that we have you on the line today. We thank you that you're listening today. We just want to thank you. We love you. Glory to God. We bless God for you. We just honor God for you that have tuned in, that take the time out of your schedule to dial up. To even on the phone or on your computer or your iPad, your whatever you got to actually get us. We thank God for you, and we want to let you know today is an awesome day. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All of you mothers out there, hallelujah. All you, every last one of you that have mothers, come on now. Happy Mother's Day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some of you whose mothers have gone on to be with the Lord, hallelujah. You just think about the good times and the good things that you shared together with your mother. And just remember this, because they were in Christ, you're going to see them again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some of you who are thinking that, I don't know if she gave her heart to the Lord. Well, we're going to, by faith, we know that even in her last moments, if she wasn't serving God all her life, in the last moment, she was like the good thief on the cross, hallelujah, glory to God, who decided to be humble and say, Lord, hallelujah, oh, Lord, God, hallelujah, oh, God, yeah, have your way, Lord, just do your thing in my life, Lord, oh, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, I deserve this, you don't deserve what you're getting, Lord, oh, Lord. And God said today, Jesus said today, you're going to be with me in paradise. So we thank God for the mothers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because guess what, y'all? Glory to God. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As far as I know, there was only one Immaculate Conception. Hallelujah. And still, mother was there. Hallelujah. Mother Mary was there. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless God today. That's right. You tune into the service. Yeah, you don't know what's going to come out of the mouth of this man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is this going to be in line with the word of God? That's all you got to worry about. It's going to be, you don't have to worry about it. It's going to be in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. And we got some other folk with us today. Hallelujah. We got the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland. Are you there? Are you on the line? Hallelujah.
Yes, praise the Lord, Dr. Bird.
The dynamic duo has been heard from, hallelujah, from Essex, Maryland. And then we have a precious peaches from Baltimore, Maryland. Are you on the line?
Praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Well, hallelujah, and then look here, hallelujah, glory to God. We got brother Earl Bird, hallelujah. He on the line. Oh, hallelujah. That's right. I'm on the line. Hallelujah. And I thank God. See, I thank God for my mother. I just want to say this, because the doctor wouldn't even tell her how much I weighed. He just told her I was 14 pounds and some ounces when I was born. It probably was closer to 15 pounds. Hallelujah. No wonder I was the last one. Hallelujah. But that's another story, another day. Hallelujah. But I thank God for my mother. I thank God for your mother. I thank God for all the mothers out there. Glory to God. A special blessing to every mother out there. Glory to God today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Again, you tuned into the service. Hallelujah. Sunday International Victory Service. Hallelujah, and we are hallelujah going to have a great time today, because this is a special day. Not only is Mother's Day, but we are having our first healing explosion today. So I don't know. Let's see, Pastor Peaches, you want to give the housekeeping suggestions, or you want me to do it? Hallelujah, I can do it.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Call all the family into the room. Hallelujah. Tell everybody bring their Bibles, their composition notebooks, ink pens and pencils, so you'll be able to write down notes write down the scriptures. Hallelujah. Bring in your elements for your Holy Communion, your crackers, your juice, your wafer, whatever you're going to use. Hallelujah. Put the phone on loudspeaker so everybody in the house can be a part. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. And I want y'all to know this again. We love you, and we just praise God for you. Those who have been tuning in religiously, and then the thing about it, glory to God, you've been telling other people about the service, and you're getting them to call in. We thank God for hallelujah, Sister George Dukes and Tavon and Maurice, and hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah, another Cynthia, and QB Stevenson, God bless you, and Justin and Dominique, God bless you, hallelujah, glory to God, and Minister Janice, hallelujah, and Yvonne, God bless you, Sister Gloria, God bless you real good, hallelujah, Minister Linda Blackwell, God bless you, and Sterling, and Barry, and Reggie, and David, and Scooter, and Alan and Danya, and glory to God, and Tiffany and Coco, and hallelujah, and Faith. God bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper, God bless you. And Pastor Jason Roseborough, Shirley Roseborough, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Minister Jerry Cleveland and Rakim, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Today, oh God, hallelujah. Brother Ronald, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. Ronald Harris and Yvette and, Yvette and Angie and Mother Harris, God bless you. Hallelujah. And Brother Anthony and Kim, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God. And Sheila from Jessup, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Shelly and Danielle and Dominique and Holly and Pamela. Hallelujah. God bless you all. And Kimberly, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Tiny, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God for all of you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Earl and another Tavon and another Tavon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Nita and Carl, God bless you today. And hallelujah. And Katrina, God bless you. Hallelujah. We bless God for you today. Hallelujah. And Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica, hallelujah, and Victor, hallelujah, and Julius and Joshua and little Mitch and big Mitch, hallelujah, God bless you, and Darlene, glory to God, and Leroy Calvi and his wife, hallelujah, God bless you real good, hallelujah, glory to God, and Willie Mae Patterson, God bless you today, hallelujah, glory to God, oh, we thank God for you, oh, my goodness, Elder Lester, God bless you. Pastor Tom and Rosalind Swin, God bless you. Don Street, God bless you today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rachel and Stephanie, another Stephanie. And then there's another Stephanie. Hallelujah. Glory to, and another Gloria. Hallelujah. Gloria Coleman, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My goodness, we got so many folks tuning in. And Cleveland, hallelujah. And Julia Cleveland, hallelujah, God bless you, hallelujah, glory to God, and Dorothy down in Tarboro, North Carolina, and Jerry and Rocky Mountain, and Mother Boopy in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, glory to God, and Bob and Lil Smith up in Boston, Massachusetts, and Jeffrey and Maria over there in North Hollywood, California, glory to God, hallelujah, Stephanie and Stephen, hallelujah, glory to God, and Eric and Keisha over there in Texas, I think they're Texas, is that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and glory to God. Valerie and Tony and hallelujah, glory to God and glory to Leslie and Don. God bless you. Hallelujah, and Jason. That's Jason. Another Jason in Houston, Texas. I don't know where the other Jason is. Hallelujah. God bless you, real good. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you from all over the world. My God. goodness. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Josephine Rivera. Hallelujah. In Honolulu, Hawaii. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. You've been a blessing to us. And I just want to share this with you. Tell somebody today, hallelujah, that you love them. Don't let a day go by without you telling somebody that you love them. They may need just that to stop them from jumping off a building or off a bridge, from blowing their brains out, to have someone to say, I love you, so that, hallelujah, because some folk feel that they by themselves. Some people feel even on a holiday, and their mother may be gone and their family may be gone. They think they're by themselves. Hallelujah. Call them up and tell them, hallelujah, I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness today? Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to say amen? If you think I'm talking right, can I get an amen somewhere? If I can't find one, can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. He said he'd never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we serve God by serving others. And if you can't do anything else, call somebody up. That mother, that father, that son, that daughter, hallelujah, glory to God, and say, I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. And you know what? Hallelujah. We have a special pastor's corner today, because we have an anointed, a special every time the dynamic duo from Essex show up. That is special. Hallelujah. Good to God. So at this time, without further ado, I'm going to turn the rest of the pastor's corner in the hands of the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, Pastor Theodis and Pastor Maxine Lee. God bless you. The floor is yours.
Praise God. God bless you, doctors. And we're so grateful to be able once again to be on your broadcast. And we pray that each and every one that are listening under the sound of our voice, their hearts will be touched, and we will be a blessing unto them. I'd like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there that's listening under the sound of my voice, and like to especially send, praise God, mothers, praise God, a greeting in the name of Jesus. God said to behold the mother. Amen, praise God. And we just greet you in the name of Jesus. On today, praise God, this is Mother's Day, and of course, I was blessed, praise God, that my mother, that God allowed her to live to be 100 years old and a month and 7 days, praise God. And I just thank and I praise God for that opportunity that he had given unto me, praise God, as one of her children, amen. And I thank God for my mother. Amen. I thank God for my father also. But this is Mother's Day, so we're going to talk mostly about the mother. Amen. And if you have your Bibles or your phone or whatever you use, amen, in the book of in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Hallelujah.
Honor thy father and thy mother, amen, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, we're going to focus mostly on the mother. Praise God, because God wants his children, amen, to realize that having a mother, praise God, to train you in the way that you should go, amen, is very important. In the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter and the 3rd verse, it says, ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I'm sorry. I am the Lord your God. Amen. I was blessed, praise God, with a mother and a father, and they pointed me to Christ. They pointed me to the church. Amen. They, as growing up, I can remember growing up that every Sunday morning, praise God, we got dressed, and my mother, praise God, she would take us to church.
Hallelujah.
And when we said we didn't want to go to church, our father, he would raise his voice up, and he was saying, "You are going to church, praise God." And as I grew up as a young child, praise God, honoring my mother and my father, I remember over the years, doctors, that when my little flesh would rise up and I would say to myself, "I don't feel like getting up out of this bed this morning to go to no church," my mother and father would come and say, "You are going to church." What was they doing? They were teaching and they were training me in the way they should go. Because
yes,
we're living right now in the last days, amen. And the Father God has instructed us. He has told us that in the last days that we are to go into the house of the Lord even the more. Why is he sending us into his house even the more? Because many of us, we have our TV, which it's a lot of church on TV. We have our radios, and it's a lot of church on radio. It's a lot of church on the phone. You have your Bibles, praise God. You have books, amen, praise God. But God said to go into the house of the Lord even the more. Excuse me. And we see, praise God, in the scriptures, amen, that he is directing us where we can get strength,
yes,
from one another.
Yes.
Excuse me. For we can be encouraged by one another.
Yes.
For we can get the training that we need,
mm-hmm,
praise God, children of the Most High God, to live on this face of the earth. That we will be able, amen, praise God, to do what he has instructed us to do. In Proverbs 22nd verse to the 25th verse, I'm going to just read just a little bit. Amen. Praise God, where it says, "Hearken," make sure I got the right, yes, "Hearken unto thy father that begetteth thee, and despise thou not thy mother when she is old." Praise God. We have a lot of children. They are despising their mother.
Yes.
They do not want to hear what the mother is saying any about God and church. Amen. But your mother is giving you insight and vision that the Father God from up above that created you and I, hallelujah, that we will be able to walk and talk and live in this world, amen, hallelujah, and do the biddings that God has. So he said, despise not thy mother when she is old. Yes, your mother's not going to stay young. Your mother's not going to be able to do the things that she used to do. Amen. But your mother has imparted great wisdom and insight in you when she's pointed the way of truth in your life. He says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom, instructions, and understanding. When that mother takes out time to give you, praise God, wisdom and instructions from the Holy Scriptures, from God's Word, amen, and have told you the truth, that truth will set you free.
Hallelujah.
Some of us as children, we don't want to hearken unto the truth. And that's why we get into the trouble that we get into.
Come on now.
But no matter what we do, or no matter what we say, that mother, hallelujah, that God has given unto you, will love you with that everlasting love.
Yes.
You see, God has placed, amen, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, 13 in you, amen, hallelujah. And starting with the fourth verse, he said, charity means love, suffers long. A mother will suffer long with her child, amen, hallelujah. And is kind, amen, hallelujah. Charity envieth not. Hallelujah. Charity vaneth not itself. It's not puffed up. You see, children are an inheritance of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And a mother, amen, hallelujah, will recognize that. Amen. Praise God. And she will not do us, hallelujah, anything, hallelujah, that will harm her children. But what she will do, she will nourish them, and she will cherish them, and she will love them. In spite of their misbehaving, in spite of them, hallelujah, not looking, hallelujah, at her as a blessed mother as they should, hallelujah, because they feel, amen, that their mother should have gave them their way, amen. But she didn't give you your way. Hallelujah, to please you, hallelujah. She didn't give you your way, hallelujah, to even please herself. She didn't give you your way to please the Father, because the Father has said in his word that if we didn't discipline our child, we hated him or her. And this is what God is saying. Mothers, amen. Because there's some mothers out there, you're crying. You're weeping for your child. Amen. And God says to rejoice. Amen. And to be exceedingly glad. You keep preaching and teaching them the way of the Lord. You keep teaching and preaching, hallelujah, the way they should walk. For the way they should walk, hallelujah, is me, amen. And God wants you, hallelujah, to keep preaching and teaching, hallelujah, his way. Because that child, although, amen, they don't understand, and although they don't have the wisdom and the insight and direction, amen, that God wants them to go, God said the seed is being planted. And God wants you to know to rejoice. Be exceedingly glad, amen. Just keep speaking his word. Just keep telling them about the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, amen. Just keep, hallelujah, lifting up, amen, the bloodstained banner. And as you do this, the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness and goodness and faith, meekness, temperance, against that, hallelujah, God said, against such there is no law. That seeds, those seeds are being planted in their heart by faith, amen. And just keep trusting God as a mother of Zion. And just keep training them and teaching them, because the Lord says in his word that if we train them in the way they should go, that when they're old, they will not depart. And we just rejoice and we just exceedingly glad, hallelujah, that one day, hallelujah, they were called, you a blessed woman, a blessed mother. You see, in Genesis, the third chapter, the 20th verse, the man called his wife named Eve. And her name was Eve because she was the mother of all living. Amen. You were the one that God has instructed to nurture and to train that child. And hallelujah. And to lift them up and to give him, even when, praise God, it's in the season of long suffering. You suffer long, but God said that weeping may endure for a while, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Praise God. And you're going to rejoice because God is smiling upon you because you're doing a good work. And God is pleased because one day that child will fall on his knees and come into the kingdom crying unto the Lord, Abba Father, forgive me of all my transgressions. Yes. See, we have the good inheritance and we have some that is walking in the bad. Hallelujah. But God turns it all around for his glory. Okay. And we learn, hallelujah, how to nurture and how to lift up the name of Jesus. Smile, mother. You have a right to smile. My mother's not here for me to greet her. Amen. But I greet her every day because I thank God for what she has taught me. I thank God for the love that she shed upon me. I thank God, Tisman, and for the disobedience. And she corrected me. Amen. I thank God, hallelujah, for my mother. I'm grateful for my mother. And I can say today that your children will say the same. Amen. Praise God, Dr. Bird.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God. God bless you.
Awesome.
Yes, this is Mother's Day, and I thank God for my mother who took me to church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Didn't let me stay home. In fact, glory to God. We had church all day. You go in the morning, Sunday school, glory to God. We didn't get home until about 12 midnight. We had a dinner at church. And then YPW, Pastor Peter knows about it. Because we're raised in the same church. Is that right, Pastor
Amen.
Peter?
Amen. Amen.
And we have something really awesome to celebrate. We thank Pastor Maxine Ali for just sharing that out of the depths of her heart, the word of God. And how mothers planted seed, because my wife's mother, who will be 99 years old this month,
yes,
and she planted seed not just in my wife's life, but glory to God. When I was growing up, we lived maybe about 5 or 6 blocks from one another, and I really grew up with her sisters and her brother. I was their age, and what happened during the summer, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, my wife's mother would have a noonday prayer, and kids from around the neighborhood would come in. They'd come in for the cookies and the juice, and I would walk those 5, 6 blocks, whatever many blocks there were, I guess about 6 blocks to 1220, hallelujah, and go for the cookies and the juice. But guess what? She planted seed, glory to God. And I'm firmly convinced that part of why I'm here today is because I took my little self down when I was coming up, when I was in elementary school and middle junior high. We called it junior high school at the time. I walked down 6 blocks to Mother Bertha Marie Johnson's house, glory to God, and sat and heard the word of God, hoping that you get finished quick so I can get my cookies and my juice. Hallelujah. Praise to God. But something she said done stuck. Hallelujah. She was planting seeds.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want to say something else, too. You mothers out there, you parents out there, that some of your children have not been treating you the way they should be treating you. And they try to put you on a guilt trip. They 40 and 50 years old, and they treating you as if you're still supposed to take care of them. At that age, they're supposed to be taking care of you. Glory to God. At that age, they're supposed to be looking out for you. When they get to age 20 and 18 and 20 and 30, you know, they trying to put you on a guilt trip. You can say no. Unless God just dropped in your spirit, go ahead and do this stuff. But they're supposed to stand on their own two feet. So I just wanted to share that part with you. That some of your mothers are torn. And sometimes your children ask you for stuff, and then they put you on a guilt trip. See, Bible says there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. In other words, you don't have no guilt. God ain't giving you no guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So who's giving you the guilt? They either got the devil in them or they're being used by the enemy. And you know you got to say no to the devil. You got to say no to the enemy. You know, you're somebody being used of the enemy, you got to say no. Because you don't want to open any doors. You know, you're at an age where you don't want to open any doors for the adversary to come and attack you, attack your finances. Hallelujah. I hear so much of this stuff where people think that their mother who's on a fixed income should be bailing them out and they're 30 or 40 years old. Well, she's my mother. She's supposed to be doing this for me. You 40 years old, you ought to be blessing her socks off. Because she's the one that wiped your butt. She's the one that took you to the hospital in the middle of the night and raining, pouring down. She walked 10 blocks, carrying you in her arms to the hospital. Come on now. But anyway, that's enough of that. Oh, this should be a celebration. I just wanted to share that because some of the kids out there think that they're entitled to their mother taking care of them for the rest of their life. They're 50 years old and want their mother to buy them a car, want the mother to pay their insurance. But anyway, Pastor Peaches, you want to say anything on that before we close Pastor's Corner? Thank God. God bless you.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the foundation of the Word of God that my mother laid in me. And Pastor Bird's mother and my mother were the first members of the church that we grew up in. They were the first two members, hallelujah, of the Oslo Temple Church of God. It was called St. James many, many years ago. And thank God for the Word of God that was laid in, the foundation was laid in their hearts and our parents. And thank God that we have been able to continue that Word of God in our children. Hallelujah.
You know, you just took me back some years. You know that, don't you? You took me back some years because I remember my mother was in the string band, and she played the guitar. Come on now. My father used to play the guitar, too. But there was a bunch of folks were playing the guitar, mandolin, and all kind of instruments up there. I remember as Sister Peterson on the piano. Go ahead. God. You remember that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. I tell you, well, bless God. We thank God for the Pastor's Corner on today. That really touched our hearts. Again, happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know that Jesus can work it out.
Amen.
No matter what's going on. I Jesus can work it out. I don't care what y'all are going through. I just want to let you know that Jesus can work it out. Hallelujah. Damon and Dion, hallelujah. Joan and Lil, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Antonio, Donald Carter, glory to God. Hallelujah. Teresa McLeod, Angela Hill, Elder Rosetta Carey, Aretta, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Another Stephanie. God can work it out. Hallelujah. No matter what it is. I got you. You've got to understand this. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. So, you know, the key to having God do all that is having the power of the Holy Ghost inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can work it out. Hallelujah. And you folks that are listening now, this is going to be a special service today, a healing explosion. So we want you to stay tuned, because it's going to, folk that you know that are sick, the doctor's giving them a bad report, you know they're going through, get them on the line. Call them, tell them to tune in, because they're going to be blessed today, and God's going to call out, hallelujah, hallelujah, in no uncertain terms what they are going through. And when they hear what God, hallelujah, God has identified going on in their life, they're going to, hallelujah, for their healing, they're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for my healing. Hallelujah, glory to God. So God's going to do that today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. God's going to work it out no matter what you're going through, depression and all kinds of stuff that's coming against you right now. God's going to work it out. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, if you want to take us to the throne of grace, you can do it right now. Hallelujah, because Jesus is going to work it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for this is the day you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for your tender mercies, your great love. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for touching us on the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Thank you, Father God, for the word of God that has gone forth. Thank you, Lord God, for all the mothers that you have blessed. Lord God, to be able to hear the service on today, continue to bless them and encourage their hearts. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for reuniting mothers and daughters and reuniting families, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, heal the broken hearts of mothers, Lord God, all over, Lord God. Thinking that they have done all that they can do, Lord God. Maybe their children have turned away from them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We call them back into, we call restoration to families in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord God, for the word of God, because it never changes. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. For it's a foundation, Lord God, from which we can stand, Lord God, and never being ashamed. Father God, we praise you, God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless the word of God that's going to come forth. thank you, Lord God, for your healing, for your anointing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, God. Bless the pastor, bless the dynamic duo, Lord God, continually, Lord God, as the word, they continue to give the word. Bless Bishop Bird, as he continue to give the word. In the name of Jesus, bless the saints of God all over the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can work it out. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Pastor Peters, if you feel up to it, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Old Testament scripture, I think, let's see. Some of you can tell us where that Old Testament scripture is. That's right, Minister Linda. It's Jeremiah. Glory to God. Jeremiah 18, verse 1 through 6. Isn't that amazing how they know the scripture? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 18, 1 to 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Praise God. And Pastor Peaches, guess what? I'm going to do the New Testament scripture. Is that okay?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And somebody else out there, do you know the New Testament scripture that we use? Yes. Oh, mother, the Lord's hair, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies.
Yes.
A living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come.
Oh, we bless God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. To the quoting of his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Robin Stewart joining us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And another Joan. Hallelujah. Joining us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And another Cynthia joining us. Glory to God. Praise God. We thank God for you. And Martha and Charles, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. And guess what? What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Holy Communion time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold on just a second. We're getting ready to do something very special right now in Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sounding the alarm today because there are too many people in the body of Christ who are being attacked with sicknesses and diseases and illnesses. And God says, I need to have a healing explosion to heal my people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 15th verse says, if my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal, I will heal, I will heal their land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for healing in the land today. It's time for healing in your family, in your life, in your home. Hallelujah. Today, today, today. First Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 23 to 30. Hallelujah. This is the meal that heals. This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. This is Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Right now, you lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for, oh God, we ask that you will bless the anointed, sanctify the elements of Holy Communion today in Jesus' name. Your words say to examine yourself. And right now, we examine ourselves right now, Lord. We're getting on the same page with you, oh God. Lord, hallelujah. You have some distinct covenant names. And as we speak those names aloud, you become that to us. And I really believe that the primary covenant name of the, hallelujah, of the Lord God Almighty is Jehovah Tsidkenu. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord, you are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, again, you said examine yourself right now, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life, that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said, hallelujah, that you're not a man that you should lie. Your word will do what was set up to do. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word, oh God. Psalms 138, verse 2, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word says in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, and you want to do it today. You said that this is the acceptable time. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. Now is the time. So we thank you, Lord, for healing area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now, for supernatural healing, glory to God, right now, all over the world. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 says, God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's talking about Sister Linda Blackwell's home, Mother Dolores Harris' home.
Hallelujah.
Cynthia's home.
Hallelujah.
Kirby's home.
Hallelujah.
The Lee's home. Dion and Damon and home. Dwight's home, Linda's home, Sandra's home, Mildred's home. Hallelujah. Minister Janice's home. Yvonne's home, Gloria's home, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes it no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We cancel every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys, reverses, breaks every ungodly soul tie in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his day. Sing glory to his day. Press name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, O God. Hallelujah. And we thank you now for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Speaking for every man, woman, boy, or girl and our families, oh God. We're standing in the gap for them. We're speaking for them as if they're saying it themselves, oh God. We're decreeing, declaring things in their life, even if they don't have sense enough to come to you right now and decree and declare these things in their life themselves, oh God. We're standing in the gap for them, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that every man, woman, boy, girl in our families, hallelujah, glory to God, are going to get blessed by what we say right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now unto him is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Now, y'all, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for a holy communion. Hallelujah. For the family daily confession. And now, hopefully you've gotten everybody that you can on the line. Because we thank God for Dr. Cindy Trim, who's going to take us to the throne of grace. And healing is going to take place all over the world. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our waymaker. You are our miracle worker. You said in Isaiah 53:5, but you were wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, we decree and declare, according to 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Father, I know you want me to be healthy. I know you want me to be happy. I know you want me to be healed. I know you want me to prosper. I know you want me to succeed. I know you want me to walk in optimum health. I know that you want me to live without pain, without hurt, without stress. I know that you want me to live disease-free, sickness-free, the stress. And therefore I decree and declare, according to your word, I am healthy and physically fit. Sickness and disease are far from me. By your stripes I am healed. I am healed from every physical, physiological, biochemical, bioelectrical malfunction, from emotional wounds, psychological illness, from physical discomfort, from sickness and disease. I speak Jeremiah 17:14-15 over my life. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. But thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come nigh. You sent your word to heal us from all of our diseases. Your word is nigh unto me this day. According to Psalm 107:20, I declare that I am healed by the word of the Lord. I speak to every part of my body. Be healed. Spirit of infirmity, loose your hold over my life and the life of my loved ones. Let the fountain of infirmity, affliction, discomfort, and pain dry up now. Let poison and toxins dry up out of every organ of my body.
Hallelujah.
Neutralize the negative effects of viruses and bacteria, drugs and medical treatment. Now, I decree and declare that any and all physiological, biochemical, hormonal, neurological, organic, systemic, cellular, or molecular damage sustained from stress, exhaustion, medication, pharmaceuticals, drugs, medical treatment, x-rays, chemo radiation therapy, monoclonal antibodies, etc. It is reversed now. I speak health and healing over my cells, my organs, and systems.
Hallelujah.
I speak healing to my glands. I speak health and healing over my mind. I speak health and healing over my body. I speak that my brain is healed. My frontal lobe, my parietal lobe, my occipital lobe, my temporal lobe, the limbic system, the pituitary gland, thalamus, hypothalamus, amygdala, a hippocampus, pons, medulla, brainstem, nervous system, pulmonary colostrum, cerebrum, cerebellum. They are all healed and they come under divine assignment. And you are functioning like God has ordained you to function. Father, I decree and declare that my mind is being healed. Heal my thought processes biochemically and bioelectrically. Let there be no misfiring between the left and right brain. I decree that there is perfect balance in my mind, my body, and my life. Heal me emotionally, psychologically, right down to my soul. Heal me of suppressed emotions, denial, anger, bitterness, rage, loneliness, feelings of isolation, fear, unbelief, doubt, confusion, distress, stress, depression, frustration, victimization, resentment, blame, abuse, misunderstanding, projection, suggestion, bad reports, evil reports, negativity, innuendos, hallelujah, that undermine my health and healing, hallelujah, reverse the atmosphere that I'm living in, remove the tension from out of my health, out of my environment, heal me of regret, revenge, unforgiveness, jealousy, envy, conflict, self-hatred, insecurity. Deliver me from the snare of venomous contamination, emotional blackmail, emotional attachments, soul ties, malicious gossip, spirits of inheritance, toxic and toxic relationships, poisons of the mind, poison of my spirit, pain, discomfort, discouragement, fear of death, confusion, hemorrhaging of joy, hemorrhaging of peace, hemorrhaging of my finances. Hallelujah. Heal me, God, of hemorrhaging of natural and spiritual resources. Oh, God, heal me. Let there be no more deterioration, disorientation, disillusionment, depression, suicidal feelings of isolation, loneliness, fatalism or fatality, failing, allegation or death, free me from all negative emotions. I shall no longer hold bitterness or strife or falsehood or jealousy or splendor or envy or defiance or offenses in my heart, in my soul towards anyone. I release them. I let them go. I forgive them, Father, because I recognize all of the negative effects these emotions and these attitudes have had on my body. Today, I choose to let it go. I release offenses. I release bitterness. I release negativity. I release toxic thoughts. I release toxic relationships. I release fear. I release doubt. I release worry. I release bitterness. I release hurt. And I say it unequivocally in the name of Jesus. Offenses go. Bitterness go. Negativity go. Toxic thoughts go. Toxic relationships go. Fear go. Doubt go. Worry go. Bitterness go. Hurt go. Father, I trust you. Hallelujah. To fight my battle. Fight on my behalf. I cannot fight this any longer. Father, I release you. Hallelujah. You are the God that wars on my behalf. And I release angels as well. I decree, I declare, according to Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16, you said in your word that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and underneath his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terrifying night. I refute night fear in the name of Jesus, nor from the arrow that flies by day. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, nor from the pestilence that walking in darkness, God, from the destruction that wasted at noon. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil before thee befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet, because he has set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver thee. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon thee, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I deliver him and show him my salvation. Father, I decree and declare this entire, hallelujah, portion of scripture over my life. In addition to that, according to your word in Philippians 4:6-7, I speak to all anxiety, depression, neurosis, psychosis, fibromyalgia, to chronic pain syndromes, all bipolar, schizophrenic, and schizoid effects, disorder, all obsessive thoughts, and all obsessive thinking. I decree and declare that I am healed from these things. Obsessive, compulsive, and post-traumatic stress disorder is loosed from my life, and I command their power to be broken from off of my life in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
10:22. I draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having my heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and my body washed with pure water. I speak divine healing and regression of all coronary artery disease and all cerebral vascular disease. The arteries of my heart, my brain, and major organs are now free of plaque and cholesterol. I am free from the risk of stroke, from the risk of hardening of the artery, from the risk of blindness. I am free from hypertension. I am free from renal failure. I am free from heart attack. I am free from angina and chronic chest pain.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural victory over chronic infection, obesity, cold.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
clear healing over my body. I decree that I'm healed from meningitis, osteomyelitis, pelvic inflammatory disease, myositis, and all forms of endocarditis disease. I decree and declare, hallelujah, as I look to your word in Isaiah 54:17, which declares that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I decree and declare victory over all autoimmune disorder and seek healing to all forms of rheumatoid arthritis, thyroiditis, conjunctivitis, allergic rhinitis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, gout, Lyme disease, chronic cellulitis, myocarditis, uveitis, meningitis, optic neuritis, multiple sclerosis, I, superimpose the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the law of sin and death.
Hallelujah.
And declare that I am healed of terminal cancer, of tumors, of AIDS, of seizure, of stroke, of Parkinson's disease,
hallelujah,
of sclerosis, of ALS, of emphysema, of sickle cell disease. According to Psalm 118:17, I shall not die but live to declare your work. And Lord, as I rely solely upon you, I declare, according to 3 John 1 attend to, that above all things, I am prosperous, I am healthy, and I therefore speak divine healing over my body, over the cardiovascular system, over the neurological system, over the pulmonary system, over the gastrointestinal system, over the reproductive system, over my renal system, over my hematological system. I decree and declare that I am loose from every infirmity, including deforming rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, spine compression, fracture, slipped disc, herniated disc, chronic neck and back pain, and that I am free to move freely in order to fulfill God's original purpose in my life. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and Luke 10:19, you have given me dominion and power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Therefore, I speak divine deliverance from every addiction, from narcotics to alcohol, and all forms of cocaine, all forms of heroin, hallucinogenics, and any form of drug addiction. I seek healing from chronic fatigue, from chronic depression, from chronic pain, from overeating, from excess drinking, from undereating, from compulsive, inappropriate, and extramarital activities that will make me compromise my health. And Father, help me to walk and discipline in every area of my life. Crying out to you today because I need discipline. Help me to get myself together in Jesus' name. I come again, hallelujah, asking you to empower me, hallelujah, by your word, by your blood, and by the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against hunters of the night, those that await the right moment to strike at me. I come against night fear, night night terror, hallucinations, bad dreams, nightmares, heart palpitations, anxiety, cold sweats, restless leg syndrome, poor circulation, Charlie horses, tingling in my extremities, craving for drugs, craving for sugar, craving for food, craving for alcohol, come against lustful fantasies and thoughts, uncontrollable crying, feelings of emptiness, feelings of loneliness, suicidal thoughts, death wishes, bad wedding, hallelujah, from a weak letter. Strengthen me, God, in the name of Jesus. Let me rest in you. Let my sleep be sweet. Rest me in your arms, dear Lord.
Hallelujah.
Comfort me. Help me. Give me my breakthrough. Give me my miracle. Give me my healing. Give me my freedom. I want to be set free. I decree and declare that every weapon formed against me is now impotent. Every word spoken contrary to your will over my life is null and void. It shall not take root, nor shall it come to pass. Every trap constructed malfunctions, every diabolical contract is nullified. Remove the sentence of death from my life and the life of my loved ones. Superimpose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of death, I veto, I reverse the curse within my bloodline. I break the bondage associated with it. I break the bondage associated with heavenly idols, word curses, witchcraft prayer, blood sacrifices, ill wishes, devil in the dark arts, and negativity. Jehovah Shalom, let your peace fill my mind. Let your peace fill my soul. And let your power fill my heart, my spirit. In the name of Jesus, cause the atmosphere of death to be replaced with the atmosphere of healing. I command the dead and decaying things in my life to be restored. Let life superimpose itself over my body. Let life superimpose throne itself.
Hallelujah.
Over the spirit of death. Once again, I decree and declare, I shall not die, but I shall live in the name of Jesus. I breathe in the life of God. I breathe in the life of Jesus. And I reject any further progress of the spirit of death in my life.
Hallelujah.
Father, let your creative and recreative power, like laser surgery, operate upon my body, operate upon my life. Let every compromised area receive healing now. Jehovah, power of your spirit, enter into my bloodstream and cleanse my blood of all toxins. I command evil injections and infections to be ineffective. Let healing fires burn and destroy foreign substance so surrounding my body. Uproot and destroy evil growth. Expel bacteria, hallelujah, that has included into my body. From the spirit of infirmity, from sterility, from infertility, Father, in the name and by the blood of Christ, reverse the effects of demonic injections, cancers, spells, deposits placed in my food, in my vitamins, in my water, in my prescriptions. Reverse the effects of implants, hormones, pesticides, germs, GMOs, viruses, environments, and stress that cause addictions, cellular mutation, molecular abnormality, biochemical and bioelectrical malfunctions, disease proliferation, deformities, strokes, growth, fungus, seizures, heart attacks, handicaps, cancer, tumors, melanoma, lymphoma, leukemia, myeloma, sarcoma, carcinoma, all of the omas, in the name of Jesus, neuroblastoma, glioblastoma, meningioma, colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer.
Hallelujah.
Liver cancer, skin cancer, rectal cancer, head and neck cancer, thyroid cancer, germ and cell tumors, ovarian cancer, gastric cancer, uterine cancer. Eradicate the cancer from my body now in Jesus' name. I speak over my blood. Father, reverse the blood disorder, bladder infection, hematological challenges, immune deficiency, compromisation, weakening or malfunctioning of the organ, disfigurement, inability, paralysis, dementia, lethargy, listlessness, labored breathing, anxiety attacks, sleep disorder, violent or disturbing dreams, nightmares, insomnia, confusion, disorientation, seizures, epileptic fits, migraine headaches, body ache, retches, sores, gas, blisters, dryness, itchiness, scaling, psoriasis, hair loss, blotches, blood clots, angina, asthma, bronchitis, loss of teeth, bleeding, hemorrhaging, bruising, infection, rash, infection, allergic reaction, allergies, muscular atrophy, weakness, dizziness, cluster headache, migraine headache, vascular headache, tension headache, spinal headache, light sensitivity, high blood pressure, low blood sugar, spiking of blood sugar, low blood pressure, nausea, vomiting, fungus, ringworm, pink eye, dry eye, glaucoma, sinus infection, post-nasal drip, decreased sense of smell, difficulty breathing, cysts, fibrosis, breast pain, back pain, abnormal mammograms, chest pain, angina, cardiac catheterization, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, abnormal EKG, heart murmurs, valve prolapse, shortness of breath, asthma, sleep apnea, chest x-rays, heartburn, reflux acid, hiatal hernia, ulcers, renal failure, dialysis, reoccurrent urinary infection, lupus, scleroderma, HIV, AIDS, arthritis, hypothyroidism, diabetes, excess bruising, excessive bleeding, blood clots, hepatitis, anemia, fibromyalgia, neck pain, joint pain, TMJ, excessive period, excessive bleeding, menopausal crisis, hormonal imbalance, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety attacks, body dysmorphic syndrome, malignant hyperthermia, adverse reaction to anesthesia, megarexia, anorexia, mucus, pus, abnormal discharge, band sores, gangrene, callus, onions, corns, muscle cramps, muscle aches, addiction, neonatal challenges, gerontological crisis, gynecological crisis, obstetric crises, sickle cell crises, stunted growth and development, deformities, non-responsiveness, to therapy. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be miracles. Replace health with optimum and vibrant health. Cleanse my body from toxic waste, from toxic thoughts, from craving and emotions. Let there be a supernatural blood transfusion. Wash away the waste by the blood of the Lamb, which redeemed me from the curse of death and sickness and disease. Give my doctors and nurses and medical attendants the patience, the wisdom, the insight to know how to handle me and successfully treat this condition. I pray for a medical breakthrough. I pray that you would bless their loved ones, bless their family, bless their marriages, bless their practices, protect them from medical malpractice, protect them from lawsuits, grant my caregivers, grant them the gift of healing, grant them supernatural health, deliver them from fatigue and frustration, bring joy to their lives, bless the work of their hands, compensate them for their compassion and care. Father, bless my caregivers, remove fatigue, give them periods of great refreshing and restorative rest, remove the stress, let not their immune system be compromised, and result of their care for me. Keep them from catching colds. Build their immune system. Take care of their affairs, please, Lord. Give them friends and loved ones that care for them as they cared for me. Remove financial hardships and burdens. Meet their every need in Jesus' name. Father, cleanse our mind from any toxic suggestions or projections or evil reports or bad reports or innuendos that cause worry, anxiety, fear, frustration, depression, distress, heaviness, sadness, or the spiking of blood pressure. Heal me from stress-related illness and post-traumatic stress disorder. Father, right now, I repent of all covenants and contracts that I have made knowingly or unknowingly that have created toxic soul ties. I repent for taking counsel from any other spirit other than your spirit and any other representative, hallelujah, that means me no good, that they have opened doors to any kind of evil activities. I decree and declare that my mind is fortified and resolute. My emotions are sound and stable. My faith is steadfast and unfaltering. The seal of the Lord fills my soul and my spirit. I break demonic strongholds. I break satanic strongholds in the name of Jesus and decree that I am healed. Father, right now, I make this declaration over my life. I am blessed. I am blessed physiologically. I am blessed emotionally. I am blessed spiritually. I am blessed neuropsycho-immunologically. My mind, my body connection is blessed. I'm blessed genetically. I'm blessed psychologically. Blessed biochemically, bioelectrically, neurologically, hormonally, organically, cleansed intentionally, yes, both intestinally, pulmonarily, endocrinologically, gynecologically, psychologically, systemically, molecularly, cellularly, skeletally, anatomically, muscularly, hormonally, genetically, epidermically, nutritionally, corporally, commercially, relationally, socially, financially, parentally, spiritually, organizationally, politically, interpersonally, personally, and behaviorally, I decree I am blessed. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I claim full and complete healing and declare sickness and disease is far from me. I overcome this by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony in Jesus' name. I dismiss and disband my body, my mind, my soul from evil discouragement, from negative thoughts, images of death, from failure and sickness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hasten your promise to heal me of all of my sins and diseases. I cancel ungodly, malevolent delays in my healing and miracle. And right now, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You've been healed. Give us a call at 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. Or you can write us at RYMM. That's R as in Ralph, Y as in your, M as in Mary, M as in Murray, Post Office Box, hallelujah, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, Post Office Box, hallelujah, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. God bless you. Love you. Have a blessed rest of your day. Amen. 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 All right.
Yes. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. You don't cut it off, it will be on.